we look at all, every game is important. You know, we definitely, one of our goals is to make the tournament this year. So, I mean, in order to make the tournament, you got to, you know, start piling those wins up. So, like I say, this is a divisional game. So, you know, it means a lot, you know, a lot to us, you know. Not saying the other ones don't, but this one definitely means a lot to us, especially playing, you know, a team like Oakland, you know, the history, you know, with Denver and Oakland. So, we definitely, guys, you know, definitely, you know, zoned in this weekend, you know, ready to go.
When you hear a guy like Rex Ryan say, hey, you know what, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Broncos around playoff time. They're that good a team. How do you react to that?
I mean, that's just a compliment to, you know, to the guys that we have here, the coaching staff, you know, the organization, you know, how hard, you know, he sees our effort and our hard work. So, but we just got to, you know, turn that effort and hard work into wins for us.
Let's talk about some of the new rules, some of the controversy. Are you concerned now about where you hit guys and how hard you hit guys?
No, not really. I think there's a fine line. You know, I think some of the hits, you know, definitely guys know what they're doing. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, it's kind of accidental hit, you know, you can't really fault it, but some of those, you know, vicious hit that looks intentional and, you know, flagrant, you know, you definitely got to try to protect guys. You know, you're not only protecting the guys that's being hit, you know, you're protecting the guys that are hitting too, because, I mean, you're definitely putting yourself at risk when, you know, you lower your helmet and go down for a helmet-to-helmet shot. So, I mean, the NFL, you know, definitely doing, you know, the best they can to try to protect, you know, the players in the best way they can. So, you know, I think it's fair, but some you know, for some situations where, you know, it's kind of questionable, you know, I mean, that's an unfortunate thing, but, I mean, they just trying to, you know, do the best they can.
Do you think it's somewhat confusing for players now, especially the DBs? They're not sure how hard to hit a guy, when to hit a guy, where to hit a guy?
Yeah, it kind of, you know, pose a little gray area, you know, because, I mean, definitely, you know, some of those guys be at a vulnerable angle, you know, some of those tight ends and receivers, and, you know, you got a DB coming in, you know, trying to lay a shot. You know, now they got to be, you know, kind of cautious, like, you know, where do I hit them at? How do I hit them, you know? But, I mean, if, you know, this is an aggressive game. You can't really be thinking out there. You just got to go and, you know, I guess leave it up to the league to decide whether or not it was a vicious hit or not, or, you know, should they be fined or not.
Yeah, it's hard to do that thinking all at once while you're racing to a guy and figure out, is it hard enough? Can I do it? What should I do?
Yeah, it's already hard enough out there. So, I mean, you just kind of, I mean, a lot of guys play off of emotion. You know, sometimes them hits be, much, it depends on the type of game. It is, if it's a rivalry game, you know, who your personnel, who you're going against. So all those things factor in, you know, and, you know, so like I say, you know, you just got to just continue to play hard. You really can't think about, oh, well, how do I hit this guy? You know, where do I hit him at? You know, sometimes, you know, kind of know when you cross the line, you know, when you're going directly for a helmet-to-helmet blow. But if it's just like a clean tackle, like you're going to, you know, hit the guy hard and wrap him up with your shoulder pads, you know, those type of things, you know, they, you know, you really can't have any control over that if they find you. But just some of those hits that happened this weekend that I saw on TV, I mean, those things was kind of vicious. So, you know, they try, like I say, just trying to do what they can to protect the players.
Coach Cable just said that he's not ready to name a starting quarterback. How close are you going to be watching that this week?
Like I said, we just going to go prepare. You know, we have to prepare for all three of them. You know, we don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback. So we're just going to prepare, you know, because we never know who we might see. So you just got to, you know, approach the same, you know, have your game plan for, you know, ready for every, you know, who, all three of them.
You mentioned kind of the history with the Raiders. With so much turnover in the locker room every year, do you guys get into that? I mean, does that register with you guys, like the rivalry and all that? Or is it more of just, okay, it's a division game?
Well, you know, this is my first time dealing with something like this. You know, I come from the NFC North, you know, so, you know, this is my first time in AFC West, you know, dealing with, you know, a type of rivalry like this. So I think you just got to approach this one like, you know, as you approach any other game, you know, you definitely, you know it's a divisional game, so you're definitely more focused. But you just got to definitely, you know, go out. But you don't want to let your emotions get too high, you know, because it's already going to be running high, you know, when you go out there on the field and you know who you're playing against. You just definitely got to try to stay poised this week and just focus on your game plan and go out there and try to execute the best you can.